we're continuing the last point about Matanos Avyonim, and then we'll continue on to the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. So there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Tafrei Tzadi Dalad, based on Yerushalmi, it says that Ein Medatikin B'Maos Purim. Even though there's a halacha, a person comes for tzedakah, we have to clarify if he really is an ani. Person has responsibility to Mrs. Meiser to check that he is giving it to people who are supposed to get it, as opposed to people which are not supposed to get it. But on Purim, Ein Medatikin, the halacha is you don't have to check to see whether the person is a valid recipient of tzedakah. Now there is a halacha in Hilchos Tzedakah. A person comes and says, "Hachiluni, give me food." The halacha is Ein Boidkin. The concern over there is a person is starving. It's very dangerous. It's a question of danger to his life not to check to see. Right now, to wait and to check to see if he deserves the food. Whereas if he says, "I need clothing," we will check, like any other situation, that we have a right to be mavar if this person is a valid recipient. If it's a situation where it's extremely cold outside, and the person obviously is going to be in a situation of tsar while we are attempting to clarify if he really needs it or not, so the law is you should give something of your own, not pateras tzedakah, with the intent if it's clarified at the end that he needs it, you can then take it away from your cheshbon of tzedakah purposes. So there's a halacha normally that we are mavayer if this person is supposed to be a valid recipient or not. One last point before we go back to the halacha here in Purim. There's a halacha of that you should not ignore any person who asks, because if the person, as it were, embarrassed himself to ask for himself, so there's an element of embarrassment. So by ignoring him and giving him anything would be insulting. So atoshiv dach nichlom, you shouldn't respond to a person who's a dach, who's means a person who's an oni, but also means a person who's in a situation which is a pain, of difficulty. So he's crushed. He's a crushed person. Nichlam, you shouldn't insult him by giving him nothing. So always have to give something. But that for fulfillment of that requirement, even a small amount is acceptable. The chiv of tzedakah is more than just a small amount. Is a person that's supposed to give according to the rules of tzedakah how much he's able to give. But over here, for this purpose, you can just give something. So any person who asks, you always give something, even though it's a minimal amount. That which you are giving a valid sum for fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah, that depends on checking it out. On Purim, however, we're saying the halacha is that ein medatikin, we don't have to do so. We just give any person. So the Ritva in Bava Metzia, the Gemara talks about, not this halacha, this is a Yerushalmi. The Gemara Bava Metzia in the Bavli talks about changing money from tzedakah to tzedakah. And the Gemara says that any money collected for the purpose of giving out on Purim must be distributed under Purim, on Purim for Purim usages. So on that Gemara, the Ritva says that the giving on Purim, that this Yerushalmi is talking about, is because of the union of Simcha. That this causes Simcha to a person, that he's receiving something. And any person who's asking, we have to assume that there's some element of Simcha by giving it to him. And we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Simcha. He says, you will not fulfill the mitzvah of Tzedakah, because you don't know if this person is a valid recipient of Tzedakah. And therefore, he says that you will not fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim, because you don't know if this person is truly an Avyon. And the Ritva, like we mentioned before, understands that the primary mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim is not an inyan of Simcha unique to Purim, but rather it's the regular mitzvah of Tzedakah, which Chazal said one must do the mitzvah of Tzedakah on Purim. So he says you will not fulfill your mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim unless you give to somebody which is truly a worthy recipient of the Matanos Avyonim. And otherwise, but there is still this other halacha of Kol Nisn Yad. Any person called Pashat Yad, whoever person who puts out his hand to ask, we give him something. And apparently this seems to be above and beyond the halacha of Al Toshav Dach Nichlam. You give something more than just Al Toshav Dach Nichlam, which is just a minimal amount. You give him something more. because that's Marba Simcha on the day of Purim. So here the Ritva, which we said before, understands the mitzvah as a mitzvah of Staka, does recognize there is another element as well of Simcha, which by fulfilling the element of only Simcha, you would not fulfill the element, the chiyuv of Matan Zav Yarnim, but a person who gives to worthy recipients on Purim would fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha and the mitzvah of the Matan Zav Yarnim / Staka as well at the same time. Have a good day.